Now here we have abstract data, and these are what are called Chernoff faces. And maybe you notice there are differences between the faces. What are some of the differences? Some are, what's the position of the mouth? What's the length of the nose? What's the distance between the eyes? What's the size of the eyes? What's the orientation of the eyes? What's the shape of the eyebrows in terms of where are they positioned? What's the shape of the face? Is it an elongated upward pointing ellipse, or is it a horizontal ellipse? And so what Chernoff did is he said with these different aspects in terms of eye size and so on, you can encode or represent more than 10 different dimensions of data. Now the question is, how easy is that to interpret, or does it take a while to get used to it? But it's possible to do so.